And I remember thinking very clearly, you know, well, if everything is vibration and I'm vibration, treating vibration with vibration is just really logical. Our bodies are electric. Our heart is electric. Our brain waves are electric. Our bones are piezoelectric crystalline structures. Our blood carries a charge. Every aspect of ourselves, we're mostly solid water. So we're basically a battery. And anything that has an electric current running through it has a magnetic field around it. And that's just basic physics, biology. Like, it's just fact.
Have you heard about plasma energy and all the amazing healing potential it has? Many have experienced how plasma energy can help your body. Recent university tests have shown the effectiveness of balancing plasma energy and putting your body back into biological balance. Tests have shown success in lab animals and human beings by altering conditions of cancer, AIDS, diabetes, malaria, Ebola, E. coli, high blood pressure, brain issues in adults and children, and many other imbalances in the body. Learn more from Dr. Paul and researcher Lynn Schmaltz and how they are using plasma energy to help people heal. See the link below.
Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. This episode is a lot of fun. We're back to talking about the edge of science. And in this one, we're going to talk about how our entire bodies are electrical beings and the biofield around us and how we can use that for healing. We have Eileen McCusick coming to the program, and she has mapped out the entire biofield and how that relates to different things. She explains it and what that means, and then we start taking it farther. So the show gets fun the longer that you listen to it, and it really gets me thinking and actually pretty excited for what our future could be once physics and medicine and our universities start to understand a different way of looking at the world, the way Tesla was looking at the world. We really need to just kind of rip up our universities and have a huge upheaval in how we educate and look at physics and science and medicine. And we can take huge leaps forward by looking at things more from an electrical perspective. I've had Wallace Thornhill on and other people, Max and Phil, talking about water. And Eileen is another one who's just on the edge of all this stuff, doing amazing work. And I think you'll really enjoy this. This is a two-part series. And it ties into the plasma energy stuff that Lynn and Paul Schmaltz have been doing too, as far as figuring out how to feed the water that's put into your system and how that helps you heal. And I'm not supposed to use the word heal, so just understand the medical establishment will not let you, the FDA can't say we heal anybody. So make sure that you think that way. You're not going to heal. It's alternative medicine. Don't put that on us. But it's amazing stuff. And I also want to tell you that I am being heavily censored right now. I put out a bunch of stuff on Jimmy Boots, a bunch of shows. I'm doing this series of Detective Rothstein. He goes by Jimmy Boots when he was doing his detective work. And I'm being heavily censored and people are being shadow banned. I know a lot of people aren't seeing my comments that I put up there. So if that's the case, make sure you click the bell. Make sure you go to my channel to find these shows and see all the different videos. You can also go to my website and see all the shows that I do there. It's really a pain in the butt that I'm being shadow banned so heavily right now. It's not just a pain in the butt. It's more than that. But that's my light way of saying that it's not good. But that's okay. We just need to figure out a way around this. Share my stuff, please, especially the things that you find that are really important. Now, she sticks around for my patrons, and she talks about water and how we are made up of 99% water. The molecules, our volume is 70%, the molecules, 99% of our molecules, and what that means and how water operates. Very fascinating. So if you're one of my patrons, starts at a dollar. I really appreciate it when you give me more. I really thank you for those that do. But the link is here to join Patreon. And I also have a bunch of books up there, but I just recently had one of my patrons give a book for the listeners called Saving Trump. It's a fiction book, but it just got loaded up there so you can learn about that. Wonderful. He has a series of five books. The author's name is Green. It's W. Green. And you can see that on my Patreon. I have other books as well up there. So let's get into my interview now with Eileen McCusick. Eileen, thank you so much for joining the program.
Thank you, Sarah. Glad to be here.
Yeah, I've really wanted to talk to you because you are at the forefront of understanding how to use sound and, you know, the energy that's around us to do healing. And first I want to ask you, how did you first get involved in this? What made you even venture into this?
Well, you know, I tend to be one of those people who just follows my curiosity wherever it leads. And it just led me in the direction of sound. I came across, you know, the notion that everything is vibration, that solidity is an artifact of our nervous system, and that fundamentally everything is just really waves in space. And so that's what we are, you know, we're just packets of waveforms. And then I came across some books on the use of color and sound and music and healing. And I remember thinking very clearly, you know, well, if everything is vibration and I'm vibration, treating vibration with vibration is just really logical. And so I ended up with a set of tuning forks. I started playing with them in my massage therapy practice and just really never stopped playing with them. It's been 22 years now that I've been exploring and experimenting and learning and creating with sound. And it's endlessly fascinating. You know, it goes on and on, the learning, the discovery. You know, I'm certainly not the first person to use sound. Sound's one of the most ancient healing practices there is. And many people came before me with tuning forks, John Beaulieu, Jonathan Goldman, Fabian Mamon. What made my work a little bit different is that instead of working over the body or on the body, I actually work in the body's field, the electromagnetic field that surrounds and interpenetrates the body. And that's been the sort of gist of my research, has been exploring this field with sound, basically using it like sonar and bouncing sound off people, bouncing sound off people's fields, and listening to the signal that comes back. And through this, I've actually discovered that the field that surrounds our body, which I see as kind of toroidal, it's sort of like a magnetic bubble, that this contains all the history of our life, that all of our memories and experiences, that we can actually pinpoint their exact locations where they are held in the field. And we can work with traumatic memories, suppressed memories, ancestral memories, even, because they're part of the equation, and help resolve those so that the way the body refers to those memories isn't charged and full of upset. You can actually use a tuning fork to locate a specific memory and modulate that waveform. And if it was a particularly traumatic memory, there tends to be energy or electricity actually stuck or frozen in that particular zone. Once we resolve the chaotic waveform down into harmony, that frozen energy releases and comes back into circulation.
Well, and I wanted to get more into that, but you started talking about the biofield that's around us, and that's what you're working with, and you started really diving into that. But before we dive way into the biofield, that has been measured. We know that it exists, and they call it the biofield. There's other names for it, right? The plasma energy field and things like that. How is it measured? How do we know? And you actually mapped out the whole thing, but how do we know there's a biofield around us? Because I know that scientists have been measuring this for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, they've been measuring it for a long time. I just was speaking with one of the guests on my new podcast, and he was talking about, you know, people who started measuring this in the late 1800s. Harold Saxton Burr was a professor at Yale in between the 20s and the 60s. And he found what he called L fields, that every living thing actually had an electrical field around it. He had like meters hooked up to the trees all on the Yale campus and stuff. There's been a device around since the late 50s called a squid magnetometer that can detect the magnetic field of the heart up to 12 feet away. So there's plenty of devices and ways that people have been exploring and measuring this. You know, it's just that our mainstream medical isn't educated about the fact that the body is electrical, that the body has this field. And there's active propaganda, truly, you know, to suppress the awareness of it. I read an article in Forbes magazine, of all things, last year, that was this inflammatory opinion piece about how the U.S. government was spending your hard-earned tax dollars for thought field therapy for veterans, and how ridiculous this was because there's absolutely no such thing as an energy field. And so people read these kinds of things and believe it and don't recognize that it's deliberate misinformation. Because electric medicine, as it was conducted, you know, back in the 30s, 40s, 50s, was eliminating cancer. It was treating all kinds of things. And, you know, starting in the 50s, education went all into the chemical perspective on life. And all of this research that was done and all of this understanding that was gained was lost. People don't know about it. You know, and people just, if you're not educated about something, you don't know it exists, then it, you know, and if you come across articles like that one in Forbes, you're just going to dismiss it out of hand.
Don't you think a lot of those articles are, there's propaganda pieces, and then the people themselves propagate it because they truly believe it's quackery, because they're told that it is. And so they use ourselves to, it's a culture, you know, it's the sheep mentality. They create the fear of going outside the sheep mentality, and then they get us to keep the herd in line ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And so that's, you know, the herd has been ushered down this pathway of chemical medicine. And, you know, we haven't there. It's very hard for people to get research dollars, you know, in university settings to start going off in this other direction. And it's too bad, because they made such headway back then with very limited technology. And, you know, when we think about the technology that we have available now, that, you know, there's got to be all kinds of fabulous ways to measure and to tap into this and to demonstrate it. But just from a bottom line perspective, you know, our bodies are electric. Our heart is electric. Our brain waves are electric. Our bones are piezoelectric crystalline structures. Our blood carries a charge. Every aspect of ourselves. And we're mostly solid water, so we're basically a battery. And anything that has an electric current running fluid through it has a magnetic field around it. And that's just basic physics, biology. Like, it's just fact.
We do have chemistry, but it's just one small aspect of it, because you're missing such a huge piece of how that the whole foundation works.
That's right. And what I found, and, you know, certainly others before me, is that it's the electricity that informs the chemistry. Electricity is primary and the chemistry is secondary. So if we're just working at the level of chemistry, we're missing where the cause is. The cause is in the body's electrical system.
Yeah, I love looking at it. We're starting to peel the layers back and getting more to the foundation of what's really the source of what's really going on. And you have done some incredible work as far as mapping out the biofield. What does what through your 20 years of experience? Can you talk about that? Because that's an incredible baseline to help people.
Well, yeah, it's, you know, just like they've kind of mapped the brain and figured out that different parts of the brain are responsible for different kinds of functioning. Yeah, I mapped the field, and I, you know, certainly didn't set out to map the biofield. That was not my intention at all. I didn't know that there was a biofield. I didn't even, had never heard of the word. I was skeptical of things like auras and energy fields, skeptical of most new age stuff. Even skeptical of tuning forks, and kind of embarrassed to be using them. You know, something about a tuning fork is so, it seems so new age and airy fairy, but it's really just a tone generator is all it is. So,
but it's not new age in the sense that, I mean, it's science. I mean, you are really working hard to make it concrete science. You're just looking at the energy field. Yeah. I mean, electricity and energy is science.
Yes, it is. But, you know, people have been so well programmed that, you know, when they hear tuning forks, they hear energy field, they immediately go to pseudoscience, to woo-woo. And, you know, it takes a moment of kind of thinking through it, where you understand that it's really just physics. You know, it's just tone and resonance and entrainment. And it is science and it is physics, certainly. But that's not people's first perception.
Well, and there are people who just sit there and move their hands around on a body trying to like connect to their energy. To me personally, when all you do is move around, maybe you have some amazing connection or something, but I think you have to do more than that, because that starts to sound like woo-woo.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that gives it a bad name, because it doesn't, nobody understands that.
Right. And what's cool is that the tuning forks will actually find the same things in a person's, you know, around a person's body that a sensitive might feel with their hands. But what's cool about the tuning fork is that when it gets into an area of distortion, where those waves, those standing waves actually have heavy distortion in them, that distortion gets reflected in the sound of the fork. And so that gives a feedback loop to the person on the table. When something goes, when the tone goes very sharp, for example, and I've just hit the memory of a car accident where you were suddenly T-boned.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, all of a sudden you hear this kind of alarm sharpness to the tone. The person on the table goes, wow, you know, I hear that. And that is the age where I had that car accident. But the body hears it too. And this is the kind of crux of this work, is that when the body hears its own noise reflected back to itself, that sharp tone, it will actually immediately get to work at resolving that noise down into harmony. It will start to relax and release and kind of let go of the tension, the deep subconscious tension that we're still holding from that whiplash, from that shock and alarm.
Is it like communication between the cells? You know, when a cell gets the signal that it is defective, then the other cells give it a signal to destroy it. It's the kind of same thing where, I mean, I don't know the science that's going on, but it's communicating somehow amongst itself to then go and fix it.
Yeah, well, I think that the mechanism that I think might play a role is there are little antennas on every cell membrane that
we're okay.
We're just taught about that lock and key thing, that this chemical interaction that happens. But we actually have little antennas that house microtubules, and these antennas vibrate in response to incoming vibration. So they're both receive and transmit vibrational information.
So your cells are going back and saying, hey, we got to fix this.
Yeah, they hear it. You know, a cell will hear itself. Yeah. Like, whoa, I sound really bad. I better do something about that. And it will autocorrect to whatever degree it can. And so then what will happen is this cell, or this arrangement of cells, this system that's been kind of broadcasting noise because it's not functioning properly. You know, just like when your car starts to go south, it starts to make a noise, right? A good mechanic will get in your car and know what that noise is. So it's the same with every organ, every system in your body. If you get a flat tire in something, it is going to make a noise. And that's just one of the things I've observed. You know, here's just an example of that. I was working with a young man, probably in his mid-30s, and he was healthy. He did yoga. He was a meditator. You know, he was a healthy guy. He's a conscious guy. And I got the tuning fork right over his pancreas. And so the tuning fork is, the sound that it's producing is interacting with the sound being produced by the pancreas. And it went very sharp and very atonal. And he could hear it and I could hear it. And I was like, whoa, I was like, that's your pancreas. And he didn't say anything. And I just hung out with it and I kind of let it adjust a little bit and then completed what we call the adjustment. But he didn't say anything. And then I ran into him a few months later and we were just doing a trade. So I didn't see him again. And he said to me, I know exactly what that noise was coming out of my pancreas. And I said, wow, what was it? And he said, I was drinking 5 Red Bulls a day.
Oh, wow.
And what do you think he did after he heard that noise coming out of his pancreas?
Did he stop?
He did. He quit right away. Yeah. So I'm sure if I got him on my table again and went back and listened to his pancreas now, it wouldn't be making that sound. So that's what the tuning forks do. Now, if I was a sensitive and I put my hands over his pancreas, I might have been like, this doesn't feel quite right. But he wouldn't have had that feedback loop.
And that's what I want to talk to you about, the sensitives, because the problem that I have, and that's where it gets into woo-woo, because a sensitive, it's not precise. It's not, that's where people have a problem. Even if you're sensitive and you kind of feel it, it's just like when I coach soccer or hockey, but I can feel the energy on the bench, right? I can feel the energy of somebody sad or happy, or the energy in an office. I can feel all that stuff, but I know it's not precise like a device would be. Do you know what I mean? That's why I think people have a hard time with it. Plus, most people aren't sensitive, so they don't understand.
Yeah, it's true. What I love about the tuning forks is that they really reveal subtleties. Like, you know, one of the things that I discovered in mapping the field, the way that I first kind of started to understand that there was a pattern here was I kept finding that whenever I held the tuning fork in the area off somebody's left shoulder, you know, anywhere from the body all the way to the edge of field, 5 or 6 feet away, that I kept hearing the tone go sad, and sad in the same way like when you hear sad music, right? That's not intuitive. Like when you hear sad music, that's not your intuition that's telling you it's sad. That's your own resonant sense. Music really seeks to evoke the vibrational feeling, the sentiment of a particular emotion. When we experience an emotion, it's vibrational, it's waveforms. You know, you can say, oh, I feel sad, I can stick a word on it. But ultimately, it's vibrations moving through my body. And the tuning forks will differentiate. There's all really different kinds of sadness. There's melancholy, there's loneliness, there's grieving, there's keening. You know, somebody just has so much grief that they're just, you know, they're wailing inside. And all of these different nuances of sadness can be perceived through the fork. Now, obviously, it takes time for a person to learn to differentiate the subtleties. And sometimes I have people come to a class, you know, they'll go through their first 3 days of training, they'll do 20 practice sessions, but they struggle to hear. And then when they come back to their next level of class, all of a sudden they start to hear. So, you know, to some people in some moments, it's very, very obvious, it's very clear. But other people don't necessarily hear everything right away. I know for me, it took me a long time to really start to understand the different emotions and the qualities that they have.
Wouldn't you say that, because I think you're sensitive to this stuff too, I've read, and is that true?
Yeah.
Okay. Wouldn't you say that with the tuning forks and your sensitivity, is it almost training you to understand what you're feeling as well?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that I've noticed over the last, you know, 22 years that I've been doing this is that I've become exquisitely attuned to my own subtle emotional currents. And so, you know, if I start to get kind of fussy about something, I'm able to notice it right away, know exactly what it is, and address it. And so that has enabled me to keep my stress down. I think a lot of people's stress goes up and up and up because they're not paying attention to the subtle signals of their body. You know, they're not paying attention to their emotions. And honestly, in our culture, you know, it's the elephant in the room when it comes to our health, because, you know, at least 85% of what ails you is stress. And what is stress but your emotional response to a situation? And if you're not managing your emotions, you're not recognizing your emotions, or you're using any of the million things in our capitalist culture that you can find to suppress your emotions, you know, your health is going to start to go south. And I think a big part of staying healthy is really being attuned to our own subtle emotional currents and working with those as they arise instead of waiting till they're killing us.
Well, how about all the electricity that we're getting through Wi-Fi, and, you know, 5G is coming, but we're getting bombarded with electricity. So do you see that being reflected in the bioenergy fields?
Yes. I mean, it definitely is. It's our body getting a lot of mixed signals. You know, it's because all of what's going on is electrical, you know, in our electrical body, in our light body, which is a biological reality and not some spiritual vague notion. You know,
exactly.
What's going on is this instantaneous light signaling throughout your whole body. It's how you stay coherent and as a whole unit, and everything kind of being groovy together is all through this electrical signaling. And so if you're living under high tension power lines and you've got a 5G antenna there as well, your system is going to really struggle to sort out what is self and what is not self. What is noise in the signal that is making your own cell-to-cell communication struggle? It's sort of ironic that cell towers that give us the opportunity to communicate actually mess up the cell-to-cell communication in our own bodies.
And do you think your process helps to your body to heal itself and get it's almost like the tuning forks tune your body.
Yeah, they do. The tuning forks, you are an instrument and you do get tuned by pure sound. It's so elegant and so simple. Yes, I feel like the sort of cornerstone of this practice that we've developed is all about getting the noise out of our own signal. Because every non-beneficial input we've ever had, our alcoholic father yelling at us, our crazy mother having a fit, our mean older siblings beating us up, our bad teachers, you know, we all have had very difficult inputs. Well, most people have. And these areas create tension in the body and static in our own signal. And when we've had a lot of stress, we just get more and more static. We become more and more vulnerable to outside signal. And so if we get our own signal clear, which you can do through biofield tuning, It also brings our energy level up, because every place where you've got noise, you've got stuck energy. And so as we reduce the noise and liberate the energy, our signal becomes clearer and stronger. So we're not going to get rid of 5G. We're not going to stop this that's going on. I mean, maybe if we're lucky, we'll stop 5G. I think we probably should. But humans are incredibly adaptable, and you can, you know, through strengthening your own signal, you can navigate what's going on out there a lot better.
Well, have you thought about what, you know, when you go through trauma or you go through a difficult event and you actually deal with it, you emotionally deal with it and you become stronger and then you can deal with more. What's going on there from an energy field, you know, kind of scenario? Is it almost like you're immune, like your energy gets immune to those vibrations?
You know, I call it our stress threshold just goes up, you know, our ability to deal with stress. Because when we go through these difficult circumstances, you know, maybe a parent dying or a loved one, not whatever, you know, any kind of difficult experience that you didn't think that you had the ability to get through, and then you do. You know, I see this in everybody's field, there are these what I call shit storms, where things, you know, when it rains, it pours, and people tend to go through a lot of difficult things all at once, but they emerge from it. And, you know, we don't look at any of those things as bad or negative, because there's often very much a net positive gain where you get stronger. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, and it makes your stress threshold go up. So it's just strength, really, more than anything, I think.
But I would think it would be reflected in that biofield of the frequency and being able to recalibrate itself on its own when stressors come.
Yes, resiliency. So that's really the key, is that the more we unlock these frozen zones, the more just flexibility and resiliency there is in the system. And I think that's a, you know, a really key aspect of health, is our ability to adapt to whatever kind of stressor or environment we're in, and then to bounce back from it.
What happens when two biofields come together? Like some of them, you know, like when you're meeting somebody that you don't jive with, is it because the frequency just doesn't work together versus somebody you just immediately feel comfortable with? You know what I mean? It's like those, it has to do with that energy field.
Yeah, it definitely is, you know, and it's all our little antennas, you know, sensing all this information is going back and forth between us. Certainly, you know, not consciously, but on a sensory level, on a body level, on a gut level, you know, we can tell, like, you know, you and I resonate beautifully. We make beautiful music together. You know, I've certainly met people and I've only known them for 10 minutes and I just know that they're a friend for life. You know, you resonate and you, a lot of the same kind of circuits light up. Whereas if you encounter somebody who's really having a hard time, you know, is in a lot of struggle and a lot of pain, they're giving off all of those vibes and you're sensing them. You know, when I talk about this idea that you can use tuning forks to work on people, one of the questions I ask is, have you ever gotten a bad vibe from somebody? And, you know, did you smell that? Did you see it? You know, which of your senses did you use? It's your wave sense. And it's these little antennas. And that to me is the biological apparatus of what we call intuition, that, you know, you sense a vibe and you just know, there's a knowing there. And, you know, because we don't know about these things, we try to put everything at the level of chemistry. It isn't really understood. But yeah, it's resonance. It's definitely.
It's just that we, just because we don't understand it, doesn't mean there's not a whole science around it and a way to understand it. I am to the point where I think everything can be explained by science, but just because we don't understand it, or we're not maybe even smart enough to understand some of this stuff, doesn't mean it can't be explained by science. Because I think science is just the definition of what is.
Yes, I agree. And, you know, we kind of also got stuck in this weird situation where, you know, the church went off with the subtle stuff and science went off with the gross stuff. And like, so we don't necessarily have scientific terms to describe the subtle stuff. But it doesn't mean that it doesn't exist.
Yeah, you know? And it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It doesn't mean that science can't explain it. It might mean our brains aren't evolved enough to understand it, but at some point it can be explained. But let's get into what you've healed, because this thing actually has done some amazing levels of healing. Can you talk about what types of problems you're able to heal?
Sure. Well, I guess we don't necessarily like to say that we heal things, because it kind of...
And that's because of the requirement, right? The FDA and the requirements, and you can't claim that. Okay, she can't claim that, so everybody know that. We've got legal things, and go ahead.
Right. So what I've observed is that basically anything that ails you is a noise that we can find in your signal. You know, over the years with Biofilternia, I've been astonished and amazed, you know, because in the beginning I was just kind of poking around and exploring and experimenting and getting feedback from people. You know, what happens if I do this? What happens if I do that? How do you feel when this happens? And, you know, kind of a blind grope really in the dark with these sort of momentary flashes of illumination and then these really wild outcomes, you know, where people who had pain for 30 years and it was gone after one session, or anxiety, for example, pretty easy to treat with biofield tuning. Anxiety is just this going on in your system. And you can hear it in the forks. It's got kind of like a pulsing quality. And so you just find where that is in the system and reflect it back to the body. And the body goes, oh, wow, that's like doing this and it shouldn't be. And it will settle itself down.
Wow.
And, you know, same with depression. Depression has an undertone. It has a kind of sort of quality, and you let the body hear that, and the body will, you know, the body will initially, the tuning fork sings out la, and the body goes back. And then after a little while of just, you know, staying with the body, being like, yeah, I hear all the blah, and that's valid, and let's keep coming back to la. And then after a little while, that's what the body sings back. And then that becomes the person's internal experience of themselves, that they're not hanging out in that valley of that undertone and resonating with that. But now they've, you know, they're experiencing a more balanced tonal expression inside.
I have two additional items that you might be interested in for gifts this Christmas. The Elite Tactical Backpack. It has 7 roomy outer compartments that keep crucial gear and items safe. It also keeps tools ready to access in an emergency situation. This bag is military grade. It has a mole system and allows you to add extra gear on the outside of the bag. It also feels great. It has plush foam straps that won't dig into your hips and shoulder. It has a hydration bladder compartment and a bomb-proof 600 denier nylon. It's tough all over and only weighs 3.2 pounds. And the price has been slashed from $90 to $29.99. What a great gift this would make. You can also get, as an additional item, this combo pack. It's an ultra-powerful police-grade 18% pepper spray with an ultra-discreet 3-million-volt stun gun. I am getting these for every one of the women in my family. I believe we should all be carrying this for self-defense. And with gun laws becoming stricter than ever, what a great option for women in your family, or even men in your family, to be safe. With purchase of any other item, you can get this for only $29. So click the links below to find out more information.